This is the I Love Success podcast. I'm Peter Drukowski, and I have made a vow to myself to help as many people as possible to achieve their dreams. Let's get started.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the I Love Success podcast. Today, you're going to have a new host, me. My name is Emil Johansson. I'm from Sweden. And we're going to turn the tables on Peter, and he is going to be our guest today. And we're going to ask him some questions. Peter, welcome.
Thank you. Feels great to be here.
Wonderful. So we're going to start it off right away with a pretty easy question. So Peter, you started this podcast about 1 year ago, right?
Yeah.
What kind of man was you then? And what kind of man has you become through this podcast? Could you describe who you were right before your first episode when it was going to record? How did you feel? Where were you?
So I always, like, I want to share and I want to help people to accomplish their dreams, because I have had the honor of accomplishing a lot of things that I wanted to do in my life. And I think that sharing knowledge is the most important thing in the world, because that's how we can make the world a better place and help other people also having the opportunity to achieve a dream of theirs. So I did that through writing, and I still do, but I wanted to do something different, because I wanted to learn from other people and being able to sit eye to eye to them and talk to them. And the inspiration came from a guy called Brian Rose, who started London Real, a finance guy from San Diego, moved to London. His story is incredible. And I listened to his life journey and thought, I want to do a podcast, because then I will have the chance to sit with amazing people, and I can share their knowledge, their message, and try to improve the world a little bit. So that's what I've done. I think today is we've done like 65 or 66 podcasts now in a year. And the first episode ever was a friend of mine here at WeWork in Santa Monica called Sky Christofferson. He's an Olympic athlete and world record holder. So I asked him, I'm gonna do this podcast. Do you want to be my first guest? And he said yes. I didn't have any audio equipment. I didn't know anything about production or anything like that. So I asked a friend of mine here at WeWork, the co-working space, and the community is incredible here. I asked him, can I borrow your speakers? And he said, yeah. So it was a small little speaker. And I thought, I can put this in the middle of the table and start recording. I didn't know anything. So I tried GarageBand and tried to test it a little bit by myself. And the day of the recording, he texted me. He said, I feel a little bit ill in my throat. And people that know me knows that if someone commits to me or if I am committed to do something, I hate last minute changes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was so nervous, like, wow, I haven't even started and it's going to fail, because I never thought I'm going to get any other guests, right?
All right, okay.
So anyway, I told him, no problem. We already scheduled this. It's important that you come. It's going to be great. He showed up, and I asked a friend of mine who knows audio, Malik. I said, can you come and help me to make sure everything is going to be correct? And he came, and he brought another friend called Toby. And they actually had audio equipment, because they are sound guys. They're really good at that. So they came with the sound equipment. They helped me out. And that's how it started. I still work with those guys, and I'm so grateful for that. And that first episode turned out really, really good, because of Sky is such a great speaker. Yeah. And he has done so much. And that was the start of a one-year journey until now. And during this year, meeting all these people, there's a couple of things that I've learned. First of all, if you put good out in the world, it will come back to you in some way. That's what happened to me that day. I didn't even know anything about recording, but all of a sudden I had two producers producing my show for free, just because he liked me. Malik liked me. I apparently had done some good for him in some way. He wanted to help. And I've seen this with all the guests. Most people that I ask to come on the show, if I get the chance to look them in the eyes and tell them about my mission, which is to help 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams, they say yes. And I don't care about 10 million people or 1 million or 100 million. It's not important. Every person counts for me. But this is a big number for me that makes me wake up in the morning and do something really, really good.
Yeah.
And I want to improve. So I learned that if you put good out in the world, it will come back to you first. The second thing I've learned is that meditation is key. And I've learned that you should not be afraid of having really, really high goals that people will laugh at. I've learned that pain is equals motivation in the right way. I learned that pressure makes you grow. I learned that pain is something that you will have to go through if you want to accomplish something. And I learned so much more, but that's just a couple of things that on top of my mind.
Yeah, if you could go back to yourself now, 1 year, so we can jump in a time machine and go back to the Peter that was just going to record his first episode, what kind of tips would you give him? Like, now that you have learned so much along the way, if you could help yourself speed up in the first episode, what would you have said?
I think confidence. Now I speak with much more confidence, which makes the conversation better.
Yeah.
But I think it would be hard for me to be that person then because I hadn't the experience. And that's why it's so important to get started with things, because you gain experience and you don't have to know everything. You just have to start. And then somehow it will work out. And I think this is just the beginning. I don't care about doing a podcast or writing. I care about spreading a message and share people's stories so other people can improve their lives.
Yeah.
If it's through a podcast or a blog post or meeting someone in person or doing a documentary or whatever it is, it's nothing. The medium is not important. It's important how can you get into a person's mind and make them want to change their own life to something good.
This journey that you have begun, you had a very specific goal. Right? Like helping 10 million people in 10 years?
Yeah, that started. I like my mission, like I think it's important to have a mission.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, even if it is as a parent, what's my mission? What do I want to do? Or as a human being? And my mission was to help as many people as possible to accomplish their dreams. And then on my podcast, I went to Encinitas and met with Mark Divine, which is a Navy SEAL commander and very cool guy. And his mission was to help 10 million people. And then he said, why can't you do that? And then I thought about it. It's like, I wrote a book about goal settings, and I know that a goal needs to be specific. And here I am, having a mission, help as many people as possible, which is kind of bullshit because how do I measure that?
Yeah.
So I thought like 10 million, like I'm from Sweden. In Sweden, we have less than 10 million people. This is a very big goal. It means if I can accomplish this, I can help more people than the population of the country where I was born in.
Yeah.
And I think that's
crazy.
That's crazy cool. Yeah. So I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to do my best.
Yeah.
But as I said, the number is not important. Every person is important. Every person that I meet, it's important that I can be a good person and show up in the world with a smile as much as I can, even though life is tough. And that's what I aim for. And hopefully I can reach more than 10 million.
How do you have a coach? Where do you find like tactical inspirations from nowadays?
That's why I have a podcast, right?
Yeah.
I get free advice from the best people in the world. And I think that's the best way of doing it. And then I ask people, like I've asked you for advice. I'm working on my new book. I ask you for advice because I thought that you would have something good to say, and you actually did. And I've learned to not ask many people for advice. Very few people I ask for advice unless I know that I trust them. Because getting advice from people that don't know what they're talking about can a lot of times be bullshit because it can make you not grow your idea. No, you can never do that. And of course, if you ask someone that's had never started a business or never started a podcast or never written a book, say, I want to write a book. They go, no, you can't do that because how are you going to publish it? What's going to happen next? And then it's going to be very difficult. But if you ask someone that has done it,
yeah,
it's not that difficult anymore. And that's how important it is to ask the right people for advice.
Yeah.
And even if you're from a small city, I'm from a small city. I didn't know people who wrote a book. I didn't know people who started a podcast. But we have a very great thing right now in our century called internet, where you can find most information if you use it wisely instead of just browsing on Instagram and Facebook all the time.
So that's
what I think. I try to invite guests that I want to learn from. I try to talk to people that I think are great in what they do. Try to read. Try to use YouTube. And that's it. I want to find someone that has come, that is 5, 10, 15 years ahead of me, can help me even more.
Yeah.
But I'm not there yet. I have a couple, but I don't have one person that can say, this is the journey that I want to take. But hopefully.
You have been getting some good advices through your podcast. Is there some advices that has resonated more with you for some different reason? Like, do you have one or two good advices that resonated very well for you? Maybe because you were in a particular spot in your life, but like, do you have any advice that's really have sticked with you?
Yeah, I think no dream is too big. I think that's something that really empowers me. And also meditation, like I said before. I think to be centered, you know, because as an entrepreneur, as an athlete and actor and even a regular employee, sometimes you want to fly, right? I want to fly with what I do. But you also need to find a way to get centered.
Yeah.
Because if you fly and never take a pit stop to maintain your engine, to rest, relax, recover, have some fun, you will end up crashing. And
when I look at you from afar, I see you as some kind of like producing machine. You've written like 4 books.
That is my 4.
You get a lot of stuff done. Have you always been this way, or are you born with it, or is something you have like learned, or why? Because okay, there are a lot of great people out there. Super good people, they know stuff, but when it comes to producing, it seems like you really get stuff done. Why is that? What's the thing that you think is your edge?
Like, I think it all started when I didn't have any friends, you know? And maybe I felt like if I do something, people will like me. And if I accomplish something, people will give me attention. So I think, honestly, it started like that. But then it has changed. And now, like, during this development has been something that my word is very important to me. So if I tell you something, if I tell you today, Emil, in 10 years, we'll meet on the Great Wall of China, on this and this position, on the GPS. If I tell you that today, I don't have to see you for 10 years. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
That's how important my word is to me. And I start telling all these things to myself. I want to do this. For example, when I was an athlete, I was the worst, like, in the national team. But I told myself, I can do this. I want to do this. So I worked harder than everybody else. And when you work hard, even if you kind of suck, you have to become good.
Yeah.
So I think what it is that I have that belief system that to become good at something, especially as a person like me who don't have the talent. And I mean, what is talent? Talent sometimes is very bad for you because it will give you a sense of that you can slack, and which will make you worse, because then crazy people like me who don't have any friends,
yeah,
or is fat or small or whatever it is, they will outwork you.
Yeah.
And that's basically what happens. And now I'm blessed that I have read a lot about self-development and develop as a person. So now I love who I am too, because it's very dangerous to just do things, to do it, because there's no reward at the end. And I know this kind of sucks to tell you guys this, but the reward is more like the journey. And everybody says that. And I know it sounds like a cliche or whatever, but I've like writing a book or becoming a world medalist or starting a business is all cool things. But I think it's more cool for people that meet me. Oh, you wrote a book. For me, it's like I did this because I wanted to do one thing and now I moved on. I'm on to the next thing. I want to help people. I'm not even going to pat myself on the back for doing that. You might think it's cool, but what it really is, it's to have a system, to set a goal, to make sure you do it every day, small steps, and then you'll get there in different layers. Someone will become the next Zlatan or the next Tony Robbins or the next Madonna or whatever. And someone would become the local guy that plays music or does lectures. But it's all great because you created something that wasn't there.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
Well, that's really inspiring. We have to wrap this up. It's been like an honor and really interesting just to have this opportunity to talk to you and listen to you. You are, as a person, you are very humble. But when you hang out with you, you know that you're not wired like everyone else. Yeah, you have your own agenda and you push really hard. So, final question. Where do you think you will be in 10 years? And I'm not not in result wise, but is there something, like, do you have a picture or something of who you want to be when you're all grown up?
Yeah, so I love warm places. So what I like, my ideal day would be that I wake up next to my wife. I give her a kiss on the cheek or on the mouth, depending on if I have been nice the day before. And I'll walk in and see maybe my kids are still sleeping. And I go out and look out over the ocean. I grab my training clothes, maybe run on the beach, maybe do some martial arts, meditate, jump in the cold water, go home just to wake up my wife, my kids, and then get started with the day. And I want to have a life that I can dictate and not someone else. I don't want money to be an issue in my problem. I don't have to be a billionaire, but I want to be able to control my time, control my life, and to give. And that's basically it for me. If I can wake up like that every day, I think that's great. And feel like I'm actually being nice to the people that I meet, that I'm not forgotten who I am, that I have respect for everybody, no matter if you're a billionaire or if you're homeless today, doesn't matter for me. What matters is that I can look you in the eye and say hello, and that we can share that moment. And hopefully, if you're not in the position you are in right now, hopefully we can find a way, or you can find a way, I can do it, that to change your life. And to be appreciative, even if this will never happen, to appreciate, even if I end up, I don't say it's bad, but even if I end up cleaning toilets, which is, every job is respectful, that I can do it as a champion and be grateful in that, because I think that's difficult to accomplish everything you want and be happy about it. That's easy. But to don't get what you want and to still say, okay, I'm not in the position I am in my life right now, but at least I can smile. You know, and I think that's it.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thank you.